Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Nebraska Farm Bureau Chief Administrator Rob Robertson told the House Ways and Means Committee during hearing testimony that farm and ranch families are struggling to find affordable health care. Robertson says that's why the Nebraska Farm Bureau created an association health plan.
Association health plan is simply a way to group a lot of individuals or small groups into one large health insurance pool. The idea is a large pool then can reduce costs in terms of the premium. That's what we did in Nebraska Farm Bureau, and our farmer, rancher, agribusiness members are eligible, and therefore their costs are lower on the health insurance premium market.
The plan covers pre-existing conditions and is compliant with the Affordable Care Act. He told the committee health insurance costs were among the top concerns raised by Nebraska farmers and ranchers in 2018.
That was the story we told on Capitol Hill. Farmers and ranchers would get up in tears at meetings talking about their costs of health care, the fact that they have to work off the farm to get health insurance. And we just saw the need to help and serve farmers and ranchers because of such steep cost and hardship. So we created the Association Health Plan, and it was able, first year out, to reduce by thousands of dollars the cost of health insurance premiums.
Robertson says farmers and ranchers have been impacted the most by the rising costs stemming from the Affordable Care Act.
I can't think of any other occupation or sector in the economy that's affected more than farmers and ranchers with these high health insurance premiums. And I think the more we can group them up in a large group association health plan, the better.
It's been a rough week of weather in Washington State. Dairy farmers in Yakima Valley in eastern Washington felt the brunt of a serious winter storm that started last weekend. Chelsea Reardon, Communications Director for the Dairy Farmers of Washington, said the snowfall amounts were historic.
Saturday night was really when it hit the hardest over in the Yakima Valley, and it truly was just unprecedented. I mean, it was the type of weather that farmers are saying they haven't ever even seen before. Weather had predicted that it was coming, so they did have time to get some preparations in place to, you know, making windbreaks for cattle and trying to get bedding down and draw and having extra food and water, doing all that they could, but Mother Nature just had other plans for them on Saturday.
Snowfall amounts ranged from 12 to 24 inches across the state. The biggest problem was the wind, which topped out with gusts up to 80 miles an hour. She says the storm of that magnitude led to some cattle loss at the worst possible time for farmers.
Yeah, it did, unfortunately. And at a time, I mean, where the on-farm economy has been with milk prices lately, it just comes at a really difficult time for our farmers. The estimates right now are around 1,800. Farmers have been reporting to the Washington State Dairy Federation on losses, so they've been keeping a total for us.
She says the real story in the storm's aftermath is how farmers across the Yakima Valley have come together to help each other out.
The way that all of our farmers have come together to really help each other, you know, ones that maybe didn't lose any cows on their farm have been at their neighbors trying to help them, and everyone was working together to get prepared. A lot of farmers worked a 36-hour day over the weekend and were just up all night doing what they could, making sure that the roads were plowed for emergency vehicles and that their employees could get home safely. I mean, they've just been working around the clock.
The Department of Agriculture is giving funding priority in a key grant program for applications to address opioid misuse in rural communities. USDA may award up to 30 special consideration points for distance learning and also telemedicine program applications for projects that provide opioid treatment services in 220 at-risk counties identified by the CDC. The deadline for application is April 15th, 2019. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.